We begin the second part of today's class with chanting the mantra of Surya, because each of the chakras, as we already talked the last week, are connected directly with a planet, with one of the planets. The first chakra is the very tough one, Saturn. The second chakra is connected with Jupiter, which is also the guru. The third chakra is connected with Mars, fiery Mars. And the deity of the third chakra, the divinity of the third chakra, is the sun. And again, there you see the connection, because the seat of the sun is here. But the deity, the divinity of the third chakra, is the sun. And the third chakra is directly connected with the sixth chakra. Okay? So when you have a lot of anger, focus here and transform the energy. But now let's begin. Sit up straight. Bring your hands again in Prana Mudra. Remember that it's the little finger, ring finger together with the thumb, index finger and middle finger straight. Spine should be very straight up with the natural lines. When the scripture talks about the bow of Arjuna, our spine is the bow of Arjuna. The arrow is our concentration, our ability to focus, but the spine is the bow that we can shoot the arrow of concentration. Okay? Bring your gaze upward to the spiritual eye. Long and deep breathing. Inhale, feel the expansion of your abdomen behind the navel. Exhale. Exhale through the spiritual eye. Inhale, focus on the abdomen. And with exhaling, concentrate in the spiritual eye. Feel that connection between the third chakra and the sixth. Focus on the sun, the inner light. You can visualize a brilliant, shining sun. And we chant 12 times the Surya Namaskar, the Surya Mantra. Om Sum Suryaya Namaha. That is, I bow to the sun within. Om Sum Suryaya Namaha. 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 May our great masters and the infinite light fill our consciousness with deeper understanding and knowledge and experience of the third chakra. Om Shanti. Amen. Still with closed eyes, the gaze is upward. What do you feel right now behind your navel? What is your experience? How is the state of mind? What do you feel? Can you feel a change? Maybe a warmth in the navel region? And slowly we open up our eyes again. How was that experience? Chanting the Surya, invocation to Surya, to the sun. Can you feel how much calmer, centered your mind is right now? Focused? Only to think when you are like starting to become like a fireball, that means when the fire gets out of control, manifesting through irritation, and then the next phase, anger, when you become more aware and everything on the spiritual path is about awareness, especially also with the chakras, it's about awareness. And when we talk about fiery self-control, what does that imply? Is that a sleepy self-control? Okay, now maybe I will control. There's power behind it, okay? The third chakra is incredibly important. As we know, it's the center directly connected with the sixth chakra. This is the center of the human will. Also, the will of the ego, which can be positive. We need it at the beginning, because only through that will we will be encouraged to go on the path. Here is the seat of divine will, the will of the soul. So every time when we focus here, when we stimulate here, the human will is raised up and transformed into divine will. Okay? That is beautiful, like when Master says, and that is one of the most powerful prayers for the third chakra, is will, I will reason, I will act, but guide thou my will, my reasoning, and my every action according to your design. That's the affirmation or the prayer of the third chakra. That's the prayer of Arjuna in us. Who is Arjuna in us? A sleepy boy who is scared on the battlefield? No. Who is Arjuna in us? Yes. It's the joyful, enthusiastic, powerful warrior which resides in each one of us. We only have to awaken him. We have to attune again to this inner warrior. That is the warrior of going ahead with truth, to adhere to truth. Okay? And that is the inner warrior who fights all our enemies or all our relatives, what Shanti before mentioned, Duryodhana, material desires. There's a beautiful chant which Sri Yukteswarji chanted always. Today is Sri Yukteswarji's birthday anniversary. though, and he was the lion of wisdom and self-control, both. And when the chant goes, desire my great enemy with his soldiers surrounding me is giving me lots of trouble. Oh, my Lord. Isn't that for every one of us? There comes one desire, you fulfill that desire, there's already the next one on the door. Never-ending story. There are a lot of continuous desires, okay? And when we talk about that inner warrior, that third chakra, that is that power, that is that control, where you learn to control all your desires. Like also Swamiji often said, anger is nothing else than unfulfilled desires. We get angry when we don't get that what we want. We get angry when we don't receive, like also the recognition of others, or that others don't see us as we want them to see us. And so it's always unfulfilled desire, which are like the activating key to anger and resentment, okay? So that is one very important center point of the third chakra. Because very often, when we talk about the third chakra, it's the fire element. Fire is life. This is also the physical vitality is very much connected with this fire, which regulates also the digestive system. What happens to you, to your energy, when your digestive system is in tilt? Did you ever have a stomach flu or any other issues with the digestive system? How is your energy? Oh, down there in the ground, let's say in the cellar. Okay? So that's incredibly important, the center, that vitality, and to gain more that control over that fire. We need fire, but it has to be a controlled fire. Okay, like when you are in the winter, in the forest, or somewhere. In the winter it's okay in the forest with the snow, but fire can warm you, it can give you light. But if you don't control it, if you don't put like a protective wall around it, what can happen to the fire? It can become a wildfire. Then it is destructive. Destroys everything. Okay? And destroys our lives. And the same thing is with that inner fire, that consciousness. You can see, as we said, that is the seat of the human will. There are a lot of people out there who have a lot of will. Not exactly guided by wisdom, but they have a lot of willpower. They can impose on others what they want, and they do it with brute, with force, with arrogance. That is the, and one can say, the downward, outward going energy of the third chakra. They're not exactly the divine warrior, okay? But we talk about that, to take that energy to self-control. We don't want to control others, we want to control ourselves. And you will see, you will be busy enough with controlling your own tendencies. You will not have time to take care of other tendencies. Because when you get under control of your own, you become an example, which others then can take, okay? So that is the fire. So when we take the more outward, so you can observe a little bit, outward tendencies. Tendencies I refer always a little bit to manifestation, which are more outward and downward going in energy and more guided by the ego. Okay? And then the qualities, I refer usually more to the higher qualities, to the bandhavas in us. Because the downward pulling tendencies are the Kauravas related to the different chakras. And the upward flowing energies then, and qualities are related to the Pandavas. And when we see here one main tendency, and you feel it here, of the third chakra is fear. Did anybody of you experience ever fear? No. Of any kind? Fear of the dentist or different other kinds? What happens here when you feel fear? Can you feel it here? It blocks. It's like a stone, a block. It's like a huge thing in here, totally blocked. You're not able to eat, you're not able to digest, and also it's yogis say you shouldn't eat when you have fear. Yes? Huh? You remove it with the awareness. First you become aware. Fear is nothing else than energy. It's a downward, outward flowing energy. Okay? And usually to work with fear, the first step is the breath. You connect with the breath, expanding, long and deep inhaling, drawing all your concentration on the flow of breath, developing faith that there's nothing to be afraid of. More that you trust in life, more that you trust your higher self, more you trust the divine hand, fear slowly will lose its power. It's a gradual work. It's not when you have experienced a lot of fear, you cannot get rid tomorrow of it. But every time their awareness comes into play, transforming the energy of the different chakras or to uplift the energy, helping the energy to rise upward, the first step is awareness. You have to become aware of your thought patterns, of your behaviors, of your attitudes. Okay? It's more important than the different colors, what you see than in meditation inside. It's more that. That awareness, as soon as there's a situation where you feel the fear is coming and blocking you, say, okay, I have the choice. Let me breathe. Relax. You can do double inhale, vibrate. Exhale, and with exhaling, focus on releasing, letting go of the feeling of fear. Okay? And you do that a few times, and you will see all of a sudden it doesn't have the grip anymore on you. And you can work consciously. Because what happens with fear, it blocks the flow of energy. It blocks our ability to see truth, ability to see what is really happening. It blocks everything, okay? So it's very, very important, yeah? Yep, there comes common sense in it. Sincerely, when I stand in front of a tiger, I wouldn't say, okay, I face my fear. Not yet. There comes common sense. Fear is normally a mechanism which can be also very positive. Thank you for that. It's a very good point. Fear is signaling that something is like there's a danger for your life or there's a danger for your being. And the fear mechanism. And fear usually activates also a certain hormone, adrenaline, yeah, which helps then the whole organism, the whole being, to fight and to adjust with the situation. Okay, but fear, if you go into it and you allow it, it starts then to block the energy. So yes, what happens when you first release the fear, and then you see, what is the situation? What am I afraid of? Is there a reason for it? Should I be careful? Fear can also tell you that you shouldn't drive with the car 250 kilometers per hour. Maybe because that is thoughtful and safe. In Germany, they drive 240 because there's no limit on the highways. I remember I was going 160 on the highway in Germany, kilometers, and people were passing me like anything. I was like a little slow mouse on the highway with 160, which is about 90 to 100 miles per hour. Okay? And everybody was passing me in Germany. So finally I was slow. Okay, no, but that is, so the fear mechanism, when you get rid of the grip of fear, you can see. You can see what is the situation, and then you have the faculty to decide, to make the right decision. You will never make a right decision if you are blocked by fear. Never, because you cannot see truth, okay? Then your vision is distorted. Other tendencies, greed. What happens? This is mine. Nobody else can touch it. Did you ever experience that? Yep. Or you want more and more. And if you take also from your others, you'd want more. That is like the Vaishya consciousness, how I call it, to take and take and take more and more. Okay? That's very much also an outward flowing energy, because it's all, when we take the tendency of the outward flowing energy of the third chakra, it's all about ego satisfaction and having the power over others and being like the leader over others. Not over oneself, but always over the others, okay? So that's a tendency. Vitality. You can have also outward flowing. You see a lot of people jogging, doing a lot of exercises, very conscious, body conscious. Yet they get in more willpower, they get more vitality. But as long as it is not connected with fear, it will be always ego-motivated. It will not be divinely guided. The human will of the third chakra has to be offered into the divine will of the soul and of the divine. That is the connection, okay, to do. When we see now the qualities of the third chakra, one of the most beautiful ones is enthusiasm. What happens when you are enthusiastic about something? Do you have energy when you are enthusiastic? You have a lot of energy, isn't it? Do you smile or do you look grumpy when you are enthusiastic? You have a smile on your face. Expression of open, free flow of energy, isn't it? And also, I love that word, enthusiasm. It comes from Greek. The roots of that word, enthusiasm, are in the Greek language. And it comes from entheos. What does entheos mean? In God. Entheos. Theos is God. It's T-H-E-O-S. In Italian, it's Dio. And in Greek language, theos. And entheos, enthusiasm, comes from that. That means when you are rooted in divine consciousness, in God, you will have enthusiasm. Because there is then a free flow of energy. And usually a free flow of upward energy. Okay? That's with enthusiasm. That's the quality of the third chakra. Then joy in enthusiasm. Is there another word? It's enthusiasm. Enthusiasm. My mother tongue is German, so if you hear some strange pronunciation sometimes, it's because I speak mainly German, not English or Italian. So enthusiasm. That is very important to have in life. And you are enthusiastic, you will be always a successful person. Everything you set your enthusiasm on it, you will be able to manifest and to fulfill. Okay? And then joy in living. What does that mean? Yeah, but joy in living. Enjoying the beauty of nature, of oneness, of the sense of unity. Enjoying and integrating all the others in your joy. That's in joy in living. Okay? That's the true way of joy in living, to integrate everyone. Because when one really feels joy in living, one sees that all life is one of is part of you. Everything that exists. So when you have joy in living, you never can hurt life. It's not possible. If you hurt life in any kind of form, you don't have joy in living. Okay? Then is fiery or fiery self-control in every thought, in every action, in every feeling. That's a tougher one, isn't it? To have control over every thought you have, over every action you do, over every word you speak. The great sages say, you can kill a man one time with a gun or with a knife, but you can kill a man 1,000 times with the tongue, with words. How often do we hurt others? That means the third chakra is not controlled. It's not as it is supposed to be. Okay? So especially having fiery self-control over one's speech. That's the starting point of everything. And there today, what Shanti shared so beautifully, she did that today. She practiced fiery self-control of the tongue. Because also when very often we are in a situation, in a discussion, where we cannot wait that we can say our opinion, isn't it? And if we only can listen, to have that control, to be still, to listen what the other has to say, that's fiery self-control. It takes a lot of work. You see, you can do a lot to balance your third chakra. A lot to do here. Then, when we talk about activities, how can we harmonize the third chakra? What kind of activities can be helpful? A part of being conscious, and we will do then a pranayama also for the third chakra to activate it, which shouldn't be practiced if you are irritated. Okay, it's the Surya Beta pranayama. We don't do Kapalabhati because we just have eaten. So the fire breath, no. But we can do Surya Beta pranayama. Okay? But we talk then about when you can do it and when not. That is to activate the fire of the third chakra. And you already have a huge wildfire go happening, you don't do that pranayama, because then aggravates it. Okay? So if you're irritated, when you feel a lot of fire here, it's like the dragon who is starting with the fire coming out, you don't practice that pranayama which we will do. Okay? It's a beautiful practice which you can start immediately. Self-control. You can have self-control about what you eat, certain habits. Maybe you had the habit of eating every day a ton of chocolate. We have somebody here who loves chocolate. And then you eat only one little piece, okay? And maybe only once a week. It's control. In many different situations of your day, or you always want to sleep in, you have that control of getting up at a certain time is to get a certain discipline happening, a positive discipline, okay? It's not that when you had fever or something that you force it on yourself, but it's that you have a certain discipline where you have control over your action, over your attitudes, okay? Many little ways. And also, as Swamiji often said, to develop willpower, as a master, do every day a task where you thought you were not able to do it. Okay? Something little, where you thought you are not able to do it. Somebody is smoking and says, oh, I'm not able to quit. I try. For example, one can do, from 10 to 2 o'clock, I don't smoke. Self-control. And slowly, slowly, it goes longer. So there are many different examples to it, okay? You can apply that in many different situations. And everybody knows where are our weak points, where there is a need of self-control, okay? And we can find them and then work with them. Developing discrimination. What is true and what is not truth. What we see with what we get in contact in our daily life, the different situations. Ask yourself constantly, what is the truth behind this experience? What is the truth behind this relationship? Go at the source of truth. When you ask for it, you will see it. Okay? So always, the third chakra always looks what is true reality. Not how it seems like, but what is the truth behind everything. Okay? Third chakra. Then also, ability to renounce and acceptance. Is that an easy task? Nope. Not so easy. Acceptance of everything. Everything that comes to you, to accept it with gratitude. Not easy. Okay? We have a very dear friend of us, with Shanti. She is in a situation where she has to accept, like the end of her life. Acceptance is the third chakra quality. But to still be a divine warrior, but with acceptance. Okay? So there are many different situations where we can apply acceptance. And renunciation. Another beautiful one of the qualities or attitudes, behaviors, which immediately take the wind out of the sail of the ego, is gratitude. Gratitude. Be grateful. Be grateful for everything. Because the ego cannot be grateful. It's more that the refined ego is able to be grateful. We have different levels of the ego, and that manifests a lot through the third chakra. Okay? Because as I said, the first three chakras are the chakras of outer manifestation. And the third chakra is a lot related. It manifests the ego in full. It can manifest a lower or a higher, more refined ego, more sattvic ego. Then also the third chakra attitude is love for truth, truth loving. In everything, searching for truth. Okay? In everything. And then to develop joy in living. seeing life as an incredible gift of the divine, to grow, to share, to bring joy and love in this world. We are here for that, that we should bring harmony, love and joy into this world. And to do it, it's the third chakra, okay? To share that. And then enthusiastic attitude in all activities. But do everything with enthusiasm, with a big smile, not with grumpiness. Oh, I have to do that again. That draws the energy, okay? The affirmations as for each chakra. Who looked the who chose an affirmation the last week? The last week. You don't have to be so eager to raise your hand. Who chose an affirmation last week? Nobody. Did you ever look the paper? What you got? Very. And what happened then? It's still on the astral plane, so it's not yet manifested. Okay, because it's. That's right. And how did you feel? Uplifted. Great. That is putting into practice what you hear here. Because you can hear also 100 classes by Shanti and by all the other teachers. If you don't put them into practice, it's like you get something nice and then you put it in the closet and you leave it there. Okay? You don't use it. Then, so apply whatever you find, apply it. Whatever touches you, like for you. But it changes consciousness. It changes habits and ways, like old ways, how we were, or how we acted or reacted to situations. Okay? Use something. Also, now we will practice. What time is it? Hello? Yeah, we have time. We have time. We will practice a few things. Okay? Also, pranayama. As I said, we will do a pranayama to activate that fire in us, but in a very controlled, conscious way. We will do a little bit a challenging asana, which I got inspired by Trisha. I wanted to do another one before, but I thought we can challenge ourselves, not for you, okay? But there's also the variation, okay? But the fire is there, because also the affirmation of that asana is, the calm fire of my concentration burns all restlessness, all desires. Those who are practice yoga know which asana it is. Nobody? We have yoga teachers here.
I forgot the name.
Yeah, it's Vasishta. Vasishta asana. It's a tough one. But when you think in that asana, we show it then to you, but also the variation for some of you who don't have, because it requires a lot of fire, it requires concentration, it requires to go beyond one's limit. So you apply all the principles of the third chakra. No. With self-confidence. You practice it with confidence. Okay? You can do it. Okay? But there are also variation. It got inspired by Trisha. You will see it. Okay? But but now the affirmations which you can choose from here is one is energy, self-control, enthusiasm, courage, and power. Divine power. Okay? So choose one of these affirmations. Put it on the computer. Put it on your refrigerator. On the mirror of your bathroom. So simply have it in different places, and as soon as you see it, you read it. And yeah? Yeah, you have become an energy bomb. Yeah. Maybe now we can change it. Maybe shift to another one. No teasing. But a very, very, very good way. Because you find, especially with all these affirmations, when you look at them, some will catch you and say, ah, that is a quality I want to develop, what I want to have more in my life. And then you do it. And it will also, when you simply read it day after day on your refrigerator, on the computer, which pops up sometimes, but it enters your consciousness. And slowly you start to go beyond the limitations which blocked you of experiencing that state. Because, for example, the affirmation for self-control, I'm strong in myself, I'm complete in myself. The joy and perfection of the universe awaits discovery within my inner being. Isn't that beautiful? That is self-control. Okay? So when you have that affirmation, you repeat these words, words have power. These are positive words. They have positive power and influence on our consciousness. The news today, they are not exactly, they are also affirmations, but the wrong direction, okay? They are not uplifting. You don't feel exactly uplifted when you read some of the news or things. They are facts, but they are not truth. Okay? Facts and truth are completely two different things. It's a different thing. Yeah, different universe, exactly. And you try always to go to the truth, not to facts. Okay? Okay, now we start to practice a little bit for working with the third chakra. As we said, first we will do the pranayama. We do a little stretching. You can sit also on the chair. You will have then to get up when we do the asana. Okay? And Trisha already is thinking, what have I done? No. No fear is allowed. Normally, when somebody talks like that, I love the story of Sri Yukteswarji about fear. When his mother, because she didn't want him to go in a certain room and always to look into a certain closet. And so his mother told Sri Yukteswar when he was a boy, said, there's a ghost, be careful, don't go in there, there's a ghost in that armadio, in that furniture. And what did Sri Yukteswarji, as a boy? Constantly then he went there, and he got so upset with his mother and said, Mother, that is not true. I go all the time there and no ghost is there. The teaching behind this, when you look fear into its face, it will cease to bother you. Okay? So be stronger than any fear. Also, when you feel anything fearful, ask behind, what is the truth behind it? Is there truth in that fear? Is there a reality in that fear? Or is it imaginary? Okay? Most of the time, it's imaginary. It doesn't have a reality, okay? And so really to start to work with that in that way. So now first we open up our breath again. These stretchings, when you do them every day a little bit, they will help your breathing capacity. And breath is a lot related with our energy flow, okay? okay? And we can breathe freely, we will have much, much more energy. So, you can come here in the front. Afterwards, you will need it. That's very energetic. I'm not the boss, but it's nice to be all together. So now, sitting up straight, with a straight spine, again, hold your right hand to the mirror, right hand on the floor, inhale straight up, lengthen, exhale, go to the side. Inhale, lengthen, head is in alignment, so not bending the neck, and exhale, relax into that stretch. Can you feel that opening? Inhale, lengthen. With the inhaling, exhale and relax into that stretch. Two more breaths. Inhale, stretch and lengthen. Exhale and relax. And now inhale, slowly come back up and exhale. Do now a deep inhaling with the diaphragm and try to feel the difference between left and right. Can you feel it? Is there a difference? Good. Inhale the other side, lengthen, and slowly go to the left. Inhale, stretch. Inhale, light and space into your whole right side or left side. Exhale and relax. Inhale, open. Exhale, relax. Inhale, open. Exhale and relax down. And do a few deep breaths. Doesn't it feel better now? To be able to breathe with an open spine. Now we begin with the Surya Beta Pranayam. Surya Beta Pranayam works directly like Chandra Beta, Surya Beta, and Nadi Shodhanam. These are three pranayamas which work directly with Ida and Pingala. We talked in the first class a little bit about Ida and Pingala, okay? The two energy channels along our spine which connect us with duality. And we have to balance them so we can live in duality in a more detached manner and balanced manner, okay? So the Surya Beta Pranayam works primarily of activating the Surya Prana and the Surya channel, the Surya Nadi, it's called, which is Pingala. Chandra Nadi is Ida, Surya Nadi is Pingala. And when we do with Surya Beta Pranayam, we always inhale through the left nostril, through the right nostril, inhaling up and also then exhaling on the left side. Always inhaling on this side, exhaling on the left side. Okay, so the circle is exactly the contrary. Normally we always inhale left, we exhale right. Here we inhale right and we exhale left with Surya Beta. What does that create? When you go against the flow, what happens? On the highway, yes. But yeah. Now it creates friction. It creates friction. When you go against the flow, for example, also when you are with a boat on the river, when you go with the flow of the river, it carries you. There's no effort in it. When you go against the flow of the river, it takes effort and it creates friction. Okay? That's the principle of Surya Beta Pranayama. And that friction activates the solar energy, or the Surya energy inside us, and activates Agni, the fire. Okay? Because here this is called Agni. And the fire, when also Shanti before mentioned about purification and transformation, fire in the subtle sense, Agni, on the physical level, it digests food. It digests everything we put in there, in that fire. Okay? It simply burns everything and digests everything. On the subtle level, Agni, when Agni works perfectly and harmoniously, it helps us to digest all our experiences. If they are good or bad, normally they are all neutral, but we perceive them sometimes as good or as bad experiences. And when Agni works correctly, when that inner fire works correctly, we are able to digest all our experiences. So that's very important, okay? That inner fire. Now let's begin for Surya Beta Pranayama. We use the right hand with the index finger and the middle finger on the thumb of the thumb, like this. That is Vishnu Mudra. Index and middle finger. Both of them go on the palm of the thumb. Here, where the palm is. Like this. No? Where is the index finger? Huh? Palm. Palm. Yes. Yes. It's not so easy, okay? But that creates an energy flow. Because all our fingers are related to the elements, are related to the chakras. The little finger is related to earth, first chakra. The ring finger is the second chakra, or water. So the finger where we put our wedding ring, okay, relationship. The third is fire. So the biggest finger is fire in the center, in the middle. This finger is air, emotions, feelings, and the main thing of the ego. And this is eater. So it's the first, second, third, fourth, and fifth chakra. But this relates also to the spirit. And so we connect them. Okay? No, not in that way. That's not Vishnu Mudra. It's only with the right hand. No, it's... No. It's only the right... Yeah, only the right hand. And you can try like...
Yes, I can.
Yeah, like this. That's perfect. Yeah. That's fine. It comes... No, but this is not so important. Okay. Yeah, you can do that too, but it doesn't create that because mudras usually are directing the energy in a certain way. Bandhas, they create a closage or a blockage. Mudra directs the energy flow. And when you do it like this, this is a very powerful mudra. When you do it like this, yes, because you push here, so it brings the concentration to the spiritual life, but it's not a mudra anymore. It's helpful, but it's like you do a variation. Even if it is not perfect, it's better to do the mudra. Okay? You're welcome. So sit up straight with a very straight spine. Let the energy flow freely. And with the ring finger, we close our left nostril. Close your eyes now. Bring your gaze upwards, like looking into the sky. We still breathe only through the right nostril, normal breathing in this moment. The left nostril is closed. Visualize a brilliant sun above. Shining sun, shining light. Now consciously from the base of the spine on the right side, slowly inhale up to the spiritual eye. Close the nostrils, hold the breath, focus on the spiritual eye. Exhale through the left nostril, on the left side going down. Close the left nostril, inhale on the right side. Inhale up, again on the right side. Hold your breath, focus on the spiritual eye. Exhale on the left side. Close left, inhale right. Hold the breath, close. Exhale left. Close left, inhale right. Hold the breath. Exhale left. Stay completely in your spine. Close the left nostril, inhale right, and the spine up. Hold your breath. Focus, visualize a brilliant sun. Exhale on the left side. Once more, close the left nostril, inhale right. Close, hold the breath. Exhale left. Relax your hands down. You can go in prana mudra. Gaze upward. Feel inside you. What do you feel now? What do you feel in your spine? How is the mind? What is the change? Do you feel warm or do you feel cool? Observe inside you. And slowly open up your eyes again. How was that pranayama? But could you feel also like yeah. You have already a lot of fires. It flows strong. Yes. That is when the fire is controlled. And like with Surya Beta Pranayama, we activate the fire, but in a controlled manner. So it's a fire under control, which gives power to the mind, which gives power to clarity of the mind and concentration, and also warmth. So it's a good pranayama for winter, not for summer, okay? Because it has a warming effect. It's the solar pranayama. Yes? Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is, Surya, as you said, Surya Beta Pranayama. For example, you are also working and you feel a little bit like this, sleepy, tired, or maybe you have eaten a little bit too much, anything, Surya Beta Pranayam can help in that. And you can practice Surya Beta Pranayam also after eating. Because you can see you work with the channels inside. It activates Agni, so you will digest easier. It doesn't interfere with food. Instead, Kapalabhati you cannot practice when you have eaten. That's the fire breath, okay? Oh, Kapalabhati is the most powerful one, but that has to be practiced very consciously and very carefully. And I wouldn't do it after eating because it can create damage at the digestive system. In the morning time, on empty stomach, you can do it. And if you're used to do it a little bit, there are different ways. As we do it in Ananda Yoga, it's much more with really consciously doing it. We will do it another time, okay? Still. This is Surya Peta Pranayama. It's the solar breath, okay? The other one, when you do the other direction, when you always inhale left and you exhale right, that's Chandra Beta Pranayama. That's the moon breath. Okay? Alternated Nadi Shodhanam, that balances both. Always left. The natural flow of the breath is on the left side up, on the right side down, either up, left, right side, pingala down. Okay? That's the natural flow. But when we do the pranayamas like what we did now, we were going against the natural flow. Okay? What the energy flow is inside. We have, like in the last class also mentioned it, we have three bodies. We have the physical body, we have the energy body, and we have the causal body, or the mind body, the thought body. Okay? These are the three bodies which the soul has to manifest. Okay? On the physical level, we breathe, and we perceive it as the movement in the lungs. The diaphragm expands because the air enters the lungs expand, and the diaphragm which is between here pushes down so the belly comes out. So that's the mechanism of the physical breath. In the astral breath, or the subtle breath, what happens, and that is the one which regulates the physical breath, it's that flow of life force. And that goes in the astral spine. It's not the physical spine. The astral spine on the left side, with the inhaling, that flow goes upward in Ida. On the left, right side, it goes down in Pingala. That creates the physical breath. Okay. This is the two. And that is always related to the duality or material plane. When we go really into our inner spine, there's no physical breath anymore, because then the whole energy is not anymore in Ida and Pingala, but it flows then in the Sushumna. You will know when you do, when you experience it. Yes, the energy body gets impacted. And for example, for that reason, when we do Surya Beta Pranayam, which is against the natural flow, that friction activates the fire, activates the third chakra. Okay, and the fire inside us. And you feel then much more vital, the mind is clearer, more focused. But you never should do that pranayama when you are upset with someone, because then you become a fireball. Okay. Yep, then you amplify, because it's like you have a beautiful big fire, a huge fire, which you barely can control, and then you put gasoline in it. What happens with that fire? Can you control it then? Yes, how long you practice already. Exactly, it depends on that. But because then the fire becomes bigger. Okay? So it's not a pranayama when you're upset or when you're irritated with someone. Okay? Because then it becomes very hard to control, to have control. When you are irritated with someone, Chandra Beta is the best. You never want to do that. She said when you want really to be fiery with someone, that somebody needs it, then you practice many rounds of Surya Beta Pranayama and then you have that fire. It's not helpful. It can create karma. And it's not always the best karma. Okay? They help us to harmonize our inner flow because already the thoughts, so now I practice this pranayama, so I'm fiery with him. That means your intention are not harmic. Yep. Then they have to come back for 10,000 lifetimes in the middle of the city and meditate then in the city. Okay. They are not liberated, the rishis. When they got angry, that I don't know how many, but they have. It creates karma. Every time one is angry. Because anger is an altered emotion, out of balance emotion. Every time that is there and you respond to somebody with that, that creates karma, which you have to neutralize. Karma are all actions, thoughts, words, intentions, which we have expressed throughout all our lifetimes, not only this one, all our lifetimes, and we have to neutralize all of them. That we get to the state of liberation, we have to neutralize all actions. Be careful, the mental actions are the worst. Okay? It starts with a thought. Already at one thought, you think negatively about a person, already that creates karma. You don't say anything, but you only think that one thought already creates karma, which you have to neutralize. Now you say, wow, that's tough. Fiery self-control. There comes the third chakra in the play, okay? That's the work of the third chakra, gaining control over all our action, thoughts, words, and intentions. It's a lot of work to do.
There's a duality behind that. There's instinctive actions, intuitive actions, impulsive actions, lower construct actions. So that
Yep.
I just want to neutralize everything.
Everything has to be neutralized. Every good action and also every good action has to be neutralized. At the beginning, good actions help. Yeah, exactly. True actions are actions guided by the soul. And they are the best practice for that, what each of you can do. That's again the third chakra connected with the sixth. It's Arjuna guided by Krishna. These are the actions which don't create karma. When you ask before you act, before you do anything, you ask, God, what do you want me to do? What do you want to happen in this situation? What do you want to say? Always you attune yourself with that. That is dharma. Acting from the soul level. That is true dharma. Not from the ego, not from the reactive part of our being, but acting from the calmest, deepest, highest state. We have this weekend the class, Intuitive Intelligence. You can come to that if you want. And then we will go deeper into that aspect, okay? How really live from that level of consciousness. Yes? How do you neutralize good karma? Yes. Very simple. Very easy. You give it to God. And you know in your heart, in your whole being, that at the end it's only He acting. In that way, you neutralize good karma. So you do all dharmic actions. You do everything what is right, in a righteous way, being caring, being generous, being loving, all the divine qualities, but without considering you as the doer.
How long has this been going on?
Huh? Oh, since God created man. Neutralizing, because it's always a duality, good and bad. It's duality. In truth, everything is neutral. There's no good and no bad. So every good action we do, when we are aware that we do a good action, if we do it, oh, I have done good, I was generous, that creates good karma. Because you're doing it from your ego. But it creates good karma. You're generous. You're giving. But when you tune in, nishkam karma, when you tune in that you are not the doer, it's not the body or the little self the doer, but it is that higher consciousness expressing to this form, you neutralize also good karma. You attune yourself totally with dharma. Is that understandable?
Maybe I think it might be a bit different. Like, it's not like a, if you have, say, some number of good karmas and
yeah,
some number of bad karmas,
yeah,
it doesn't really, like, it's not related.
Nope, that would be easy.
You have to go through, for whatever the bad karma you have done.
Yeah. Not paying for it. You have to neutralize it. You can do it also with meditation. Some things, yeah. But when it's for a certain part, at the beginning, good karma is needed. Because good karma raises the energy and raises the consciousness. Good karma helps that the, let's say, the tamasic ego, the first level of the ego manifested in a human being, comes to the sattvic ego state. That is true good karma. Okay? And then is neutralization. Yeah, now it's...
There's so many people in here who they don't have any of this terminology.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Now it's... yes. Sorry, that was now a little bit particular, but it's like... a lower expression, you see, for example, people who are very violent, a drink, or not behaving exactly as a human being, this one can call tamasic. That's the lower consciousness level of human being, okay? It's very primitive still. And when we talk about rajasic, it's the very active one, and doing, that's very rajasic. And the sattvic is calm, acting from calmness, acting from the center, where the ego begins to become much, much more aware and considerate also of all the others. Okay? Was that clear?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whatever. moving us exactly in the right direction. But if we really want to be at one with infinite consciousness, no good, no bad, no right, no wrong, no up and down, centered oneness, a point of infinite oneness, at that point we have to relieve ourselves of all even good karma.
Now, good karma is needed to get there. But the best practice is of not being proud of your good actions. That's that you offer them. When you have done good action, say thank you that you were able, that you could do them, and you offer them up to the divine. That's the best way. Now, yes, exactly, directional, and awareness. When you become more aware, that is very helpful, because then you think, you reflect over it, how you relate to others, what you say to others, how you behave. Okay? Now we come to the nice asana. What time is it?
Let's do it.
Yes, because that gives you then the power.
I have to see what Trisha inspired in you.
It's not for, I show also the simple version of this asana. Yeah, but I can hear. I first show it, and then it's your turn. Okay, I show also then. First, I show the simple version, then the more difficult one. That is the asana where Guru Vashishtha, the guru of Rama from the Indian mythology, meditated in it. He stayed in this asana for hours. So the simple version. You bring your knee down. That is the simple version of it. Okay? Of Vashishtasana. Now the full version. And that stimulates really the fire. Is this one. That is Vashishtasana. Okay? And you can stay as long as you like in this pose. Relaxed and joyful and focused. When you come out, again, in the plank pose, and slowly you come out. Okay? Yeah, don't worry. But now enter the asana and breathe deeply in it. It's very, very powerful. It's a very strengthening asana. Yeah, that is the variation. Perfect. Yes. Breathe deeply and mentally affirming the calm fire of my concentration burns all restlessness, all distraction. The calm fire of my concentration burns all restlessness, all distractions. Two more breaths. Feel a higher power giving you the strength to hold it, not for you with your shoulder. And then very slowly come back into the plank pose and come into the child pose. Relax a moment into the child pose. But what do you feel now in the third chakra in your spine? What is the experience? The calm fire of my concentration burns all restlessness, all distraction. Now very slowly come back up. You can come back in sitting. No, now it's the other side.
Yeah,
Yes. Come back into the table pose, the plank pose, straight. And now turn to the other side. Breathe deeply. Feel that power behind the navel. Feel that concentration, that strength holding you, stimulating the fire, the calm fire of my concentration burns all restlessness, all distraction. Two more breaths. Then very slowly come back into the plank pose, onto your knees and into the child pose. And feel the energy. If you feel to, you can come up also in Vajrasana for a moment, or in comfortable sitting position. Close your eyes. Gaze upward and feel the power activated inside you. Concentrate in the spiritual eye. Concentrate on a fire, a burning fire. See it in your spiritual eye, but find the location of that fire behind the navel. Feel that power. With every breath, with every inhaling, consciously offer up in that fire any thought, any anger, resentment, blocking energy, or any fear. Offer up into that fire, into the flames. With every exhaling, consciously bring the divine light from above into your navel region. Two more minutes. Every inhaling, offer up fears, irritations, resentments, and with every exhaling, bring the divine light into your navel region. And then the last breath, after the inhaling, consciously exhale through the spiritual eye. Remaining there. Visualize planet Earth, praying for harmony of the third chakra in the world, in all living beings, and chanting three times Om. We send out that light from the spiritual eye. Oh. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Amen. Jai Guru. Thank you all.